Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I wake up yesterday morning. My alarm is on. I'm like, why am I waking up so early? This is not cool. So I shut down the alarm. Did I remember to bring it back on this morning? Well, I guess we'll have to find out. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, several events to talk about for today. Here's the cool thing. 1 year ago, I did a fake podcast. Yeah, I basically sat in front of a microphone and talked about the events of June 1st to try to figure out, okay, how long is this going to take me? Can I do this every day? Is this going to work out? Am I going to get sick of the routine? Am I going to still have fun? Am I going to get better and better? Things like that. The goals that I had set for myself a year ago today. Now, the podcast that I did, I actually didn't start until August 23rd or 15th or something like that. But here's the thing. I recorded last year's and I listened to it. And I'm glad that I didn't run with that particular podcast. I'm glad I took a little more time to figure things out, I guess, before I formally launched This Is Today. Because, wow. And, you know, so I told my son, I said, hey, you know, I looked at my podcast from last year. I listened to it. And wow, it was pretty bad. And he's like, you know what? You're going to look at this year's next year and you're going to say this was pretty bad. I'm like, wow, how insightful. 13 years old. Come on. That's amazing. And I probably will look at this one and say, why did I talk about that? But there you go. All right. So I thank you for your continued support and subscribing and giving me ratings and just listening to me talk every day. So here we go. Here's the events for today. It is Global Day of Parents today. So I looked up some simple ways to appreciate your parents, or at least to show that you appreciate your parents. And here's what came up on A Healthier Michigan, oddly. They said, cook them a delicious, healthy meal. Yeah, nothing says loving like a home-cooked meal, right? I mean, it could be good unless you leave the dishes. Then not so much. It also says help out around the house. That's always a good thing. I love to see when the kids do that. Spend time with them. That is great as well. Share a fond memory with them. That's a fun one. And the other one is tell them how you feel. And I guess that one depends on how you feel. I came up with some other ones here, of course, as I do. Here's a good one, I think. Pick a less expensive college. I think that one would be a great one for many parents out there. Also, don't ask dad why he spends so much time in the bathroom. That's relaxation time, kids. Just let it be. And another one is don't let them run for governor. By the way, that was specifically for the kids of Caitlyn Jenner. About a 6% approval rating in the state right now. So maybe don't let them run. International Tabletop Day today as well. So play some tabletop games. Maybe throw some Monopoly on the table there. Uno. I hate playing Uno because I always lose the cards. So we're always missing something. But figure out some sort of game to play today for Tabletop Day. It is also National Olive Day today. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Well, I figured out, you know, because I give you the world's records, the most olives eaten in 1 minute. The number is 60. And it was done in New York on July 22nd, 2012 by Ashrita Furman. So there you go. If you want to beat that record, you got to eat one per second for a whole minute just to keep up here and take over that record. You got to do better than that. All right. We do have our events coming up, but first I got to tell you, over on our Learning More podcast, you know, we had interviews on this podcast before. We decided, you know what, let's make them their own podcast. So what I'm talking about, oh man, this is a good one. It is about pandemic dating and online dating. This is a world that I'm not in, and I was fascinated to hear some of the suggestions from Ricky Thompson, Associate Professor of Digital Rhetoric and Writing Studies at the University of Washington. She's actually on the line with me now, listening to the podcast with me here. Hey, Ricky, what do you need to do to create a great online dating profile?
Well, first of all, you want to have some good photos. You want some clear, unobstructed photos. So you want a good picture of your face where your eyes are visible, no hats, no sunglasses, that kind of thing. You want a variety of pictures, kind of showing yourself in the wild. And by that, I mean, not necessarily in the wild, but in your life, like, you know, in your hobbies, in your backyard, doing the things you do. You want to show a variety of shots in terms of distance. So some close-ups, some farther away, so people can get a sense of like the whole you and who you are up close. You want your written profile to, one, give a sense of really who you are and what you want, what you're looking for. And you want to be able to invite conversation. So if you can find some stuff that's really uniquely you or allows people to kind of engage in a conversation with, maybe you took a special trip to the moon at one point in your life. Obviously, that would be you. And it would probably prompt a conversation. So, I mean, finding a way to let people connect with you and get a sense of who you are, invite some conversation, be unique in ways that are uniquely you.
Well, Ricky, clearly you listened to my space tourism episode last week on Learning More. Well, this week, yes, Ricky will be joining me to talk more about online dating and pandemic dating. The link is in the description. Okay, let's talk about our events for today. Kentucky became a state on this day, the 15th state in 1792. Well, what do we know about Kentucky aside from fried chicken, right? I know Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, we all know that, but it is actually known as the horse capital of the world. It also is where Post-it notes, where they were invented, right there in Kentucky. And of course, you know about Kentucky bourbon, right? Well, did you know this? There were actually more bourbon barrels than people in the state of Kentucky. So if you go there, I guess if you move there, maybe they give you a whole barrel. That could be, talk about a barrel of fun, right? Yeah. Well, yeah. And the horse thing, of course, that is because the Kentucky Derby is there and there's just a lot of horses as well. I think there's more barrels of, bourbon than horses, but I don't know. If you can go there and find out, that would be great. In 1796, another state becomes a state, the 16th state of the United States. Can you guess what it is? It's Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee became a state and, you know, it's famous for the pickup line. Speaking of the online dating, right? You know, hey, you're the only 10 I see. Yeah, I know. It's a bad line. You can see. I know. It's a surprise. I got married with lines like that, right? Tennessee is known as the volunteer state because several residents decided to step up and volunteer a ton of people for the War of 1812. And coincidentally, we'll be talking about that soon, believe it or not. Yeah. So hang in there for that one. Nashville is the capital. And of course, that is home to the Grand Old Opry, which has been broadcasting since 1925. And Graceland is also there in Memphis. And we've talked about that as well. Yeah, there's plenty of other great things to talk about Tennessee, but you know, we've got a time limit here and I didn't want to make Kentucky jealous. On this day in 1958, Charles de Gaulle comes out of retirement. Yeah, he decided, you know what, I'm going to lead France again. And it was a decree. And he was able to do that for six more months. Ed Sullivan spent his last day on The Ed Sullivan Show on this day in 1971. It was the first transmission of CNN on this day in 1980. And Conan O'Brien started his really short run on The Tonight Show on this day in 2009. Let's talk about our birthdays for today. Alanis Morissette was born on this day in 1974. She turns 47. I almost said 74. Wow, that would age her, wouldn't it? Amy Schumer is 40. Just watch one of her specials. Hilarious. Heidi Klum, 48. Morgan Freeman, 84. And Tom Holland is 25. That's your look at June 1st. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to our website. You can leave us suggestions, give us feedback, and you can see that other podcast, you know, learning more. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.